Discourse on Petition for Redress of Grievances by Gary Hunt, Outpost of Freedom. The Petition for Redress of Grievances is in the form of a petition available online at the link indicated in the main page. This petition is directed to those who allege to represent us in the halls of Congress of the United States of America. You, who during your campaign for the votes of the people made promises which you have failed to keep. Those promises became the cause or reason for which the votes of the people were cast in your favor. It was the reliance on what you claim to be your course that was the bond of representation that was created when those votes were cast. It is your deviation from what you campaigned for that leads us to conclude that you no longer represent the will of the people who elected you to the office that you hold. On July 4, 1776, the Declaration of Independence was formally signed. This magnificent document provides an insight into the thinking of the Founding Fathers. For example, it provides their explanation of the purpose of government. Quote, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Close quote. Those rights therein mentioned are enumerated as, quote, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Close quote. Clearly, they have provided us an understanding the government was instituted to serve the interests of the people, not to serve the interests of the ruler or large commercial entities, which concept was so prevalent in Europe. They also provide us the reason that they had taken on the formidable task of separating from England. Quote, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, as to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Close quote. They also explain the difficulty in coming to the point of action with, quote, prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Close quote. Next, they explain the obligation that they impose upon the future, should events demonstrate that the government has deviated from its proper course. Quote, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide for new guards for their future security. Close quote. 12 years later, on June 21, 1788, the states ratified a constitution which was the document that authorized and created a government under the authority of the people. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, and provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The government of the United States of America is a creation of the people of the United States of America. It is not a power unto itself. Rather, it is a governing body, not a ruling body, which was created to manage the affairs of the government, not the affairs of the people. As a condition of ratification, the people made a call for a Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights, when ratified on December 15, 1791, was, as the Constitution, preceded by a preamble setting forth its purpose. The preamble anticipated that some of the people's concerns not addressed in the Constitution should be addressed to assure that the proper role of government be observed. It read, "The conventions of a number of states having, at the time of their adopting the Constitution, expressed a desire, in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added." That Bill of Rights contained two articles that are significant in light of our concerns. Article 9. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Article 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. Understanding that we are the posterity identified in the preamble to the Constitution, we come forward today to present to you the Congress of the United States of America, the creation of we the people, with demands that must be resolved by you who serve us in Washington, D.C. These demands are consistent with the Constitution and the rights retained by the states and the people. They are demands that must be met for the people to continue to allow the existence of that government created by them. Should these demands not be met by the sitting Congress, the people will conclude that this Congress no longer serves the people, and that you have, by that absence of respect for the people and their will, dissolved any obligation of respect once due you by the people. You, by your refusal to act in accordance with the Constitution, will become rebels to that Constitution and to the people. These demands are presented to you, members of the Congress, as our plea that you might right yourselves by acting on our behalf. If you fail to act, you have, by that omission, dissolved the bonds that have so long bound us together. These demands come in 7 categories. What we are demanding is that you pursue with vigor each and all of the following 2 fulfillment. 1. Military. Return all combat troops to the United States within 6 months. Devise a plan for recovery of as much equipment as practical to be returned to the United States for use or for scrap. Immediately prepare troop withdrawal plans, including rear guard. 2. Banking. Stop all fractional reserve banking immediately. Create no additional currency, Federal Reserve notes, for circulation. Begin planning for greenback, full faith and credit of the United States without interest or surcharge, and gold and silver-based currencies. Plan withdrawal from the Federal Reserve Act to be accomplished within 5 years. 3. Immigration. There shall be a moratorium on immigration for 5 years to provide sufficient time for an assessment of what the role and impact of immigration and immigrants is on our country. Existing immigration laws regarding entry into the country will be rigidly enforced. Enforce border conditions to prohibit illegal entry of people and objects. That ownership of land within the boundaries of the United States shall be limited to citizens of the United States or by corporations authorized by the United States or the states. Ownership of land outside of those described shall be prohibited by law after 5 years. 4. Religion. It is to be understood that public is the people, not the government, that any religious display on public property cannot be restricted or prohibited by federal government action. Any laws previously enacted which limit religious practices, holidays, displays, or exercises shall be immediately repealed. that the local jurisdictional body only may approve or disapprove of any display consistent with the desires of that community. That no law may be enacted which will allow any religion to receive preferential treatment under the law. 5. Governmental authority. The government of the United States was created by the authority of the people by means of the Constitution, which is the charter of that government. The government is thereby bound on all of its actions, whether on United States-owned and ceded lands within the states of the Union or outside of the boundaries of the United States, by the prohibitions and limitations set forth in the Constitution. That in light of Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, and the 9th Article and Amendment to the Constitution, and the 10th Article and Amendment to the Constitution, the authority of the states and the people shall not be limited by any acts of the Congress, the executive, or the judicial branches of federal government. That Article 1, Section 8, Clause 18 shall be strictly construed with regard to, quote, necessary and proper for carrying out the foregoing powers, close quote, and shall not be broadly construed to extend authority where it was not intended. That the Congress shall prepare for presentation to the States of the Union an amendment to the Constitution which would limit terms of office for all federal elected officials to a maximum of 2 terms, and with the exception of the President, shall have 1 intervening term out of office, which shall then be submitted to the states for their ratification. That the Congress will recognize the separation of powers as envisioned by the Founding Fathers and will prohibit any member of the judicial branch, whether state, federal, or both, by virtue of any membership, association, license, employment, partnership, or fiduciary relationship with any firm practicing under such authority from pursuing an office in the legislative or executive branches of government. That any person or at present holding office shall, at the expiration of his current term, be bound by this condition. That the Congress shall enact legislation which would provide that by a petition of 0.01% of the lawful population, a federal citizen's grand jury be impaneled within 30 days of receipt of such petition to hear charges of violation of the Constitution and other laws of the United States, and if a true bill is issued by the grand jury, a jury trial shall be held, peopled by citizens of the state which the accused claims as residence, and within that state, and the verdict and punishment in such trials shall not be questioned by any other authority. That those who sit on either grand or petite juries shall not be employees or under contract with the government, nor shall they be members of law enforcement or the legal profession. This is to be created as an inferior court under authority of Article 3, Section 1, and Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. That all administrative agencies of government shall be stripped of rule-making authority, that all rules enforced by any such agency shall henceforth be created directly and specifically by an enactment of the Congress and passed into law as prescribed by the Constitution. That any agreement currently existing between any administrative agency of the federal government which binds, obligates, or otherwise coerces compliance by any state agency, or any other entity within any of the states, is null and void, and that no future attempts to create such relationship may ever be enacted or otherwise imposed. That the Congress will prohibit its members from receiving any emolument except his prescribed salary, gift, benefit, or favors while in office. Any member accused to be in violation shall be reviewed by the appropriate House Ethics Committee, and if found to have received such emolument, gift, benefit, or favor, shall immediately be expelled from that House and not be qualified to return. That the Congress is not a benefactor or a philanthropic organization and is prohibited from redistribution of any revenue under the form of grants, scholarships, endowments, research funds, or any other form which does not have a direct and identifiable viable return of the value of all funds provided. That the Congress is senior to any private organization and cannot contract with, support, depend upon, restrict to, or allow any federal employees to be a member of any union or any collective bargaining unit in any shape, form, or relationship. End of episode 1, to be continued in episode 2.